Yes, and welcome to the Ugly Challenge Show with my co-host Red Hood. Oh, sorry, that's me.
Wait, now, no, you're Red Hood.
I'm Red Hood.
You're definitely
Pink
Red Hood.
Johnny
yes.
is here, and Drew should be coming in.
Yes.
The fact is that we here at the Ugly Challenge Show, just like every late night talk show host, it's a dull Monday. Isn't that right, Pink Hood?
Yes. And unfortunately, we can never, ever get... Oops. It ceases to amaze me how long we could get to keep on talking about one man and his one mission to...
Isn't it kind of like, listen, isn't it kind of like, one man, one very big house?
Do you mean the big house?
I mean the big house.
Or the other house?
What do you mean the other house, Pink Hood? What do you mean the other house? The other house, there is no other house. Look.
Prison.
I mean,
prison. That other house, the one with the orange jumpsuit.
Oh,
like
prison. We
yes,
call it prison,
yes.
darling. Prison.
Yeah.
Prison.
Yes.
Not.
Yes.
And there's a bailiff named O'Kellyton. You know, I mean, that kind of thing. Driz, are you in? I think
Driz.
So.
Is running a bit late.
He's running,
Driz
a, little
is running
late
a bit behind.
Yes,
but,
yes.
I mean, Johnny, what do you think about all this?
Just crazy stuff.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I mean, there's no substance in this man. All we see is orange everywhere. It's like a huge fat tabby cat. You know?
I wouldn't say tabby cat. At least they at least have something going for them. He's more like an orange,
shit.
An orange blob that just like slime.
But slime is green.
Yes, but it's a blob.
Yeah.
No. Oh.
Yes.
What kind of?
Yes.
Kind of. I mean,
kind of.
Orange blob be one thing. But if you can't get the blob, don't you get the drip?
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Apparently it's,
I mean,
dripping all over the place
drip,
here.
Drip, drip.
And not to mention that there are some people who are supposed to control him are being a bit of a pussy, if I must say so myself.
I mean,
and
pussy.
Driz is here.
Driz.
And I don't mean Driz. Cat.
Driz.
Is he here?
Driz, are you? Driz.
I think so.
Yep, Driz is here.
I mean, Driz, what's your way in about this? I mean, what do you think about it? I think we'll come back to Driz in a few minutes, but, I mean, the examples that we see, I guess, are one in a million. You know,
yeah.
Mitch McConnell's looking the other way. Kelly.
McConnell is now starting to step up after being poked and prodded by. Which that will be discussed later in more depth. By what has now come down out of the pipe about someone running for Senate, so, yeah. Predator. Remember?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay.
Well, it's not just okay. I mean, my voice.
I know
is really
it's not
lovely.
Okay. I'm just saying,
it's
okay,
just
that you're here.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. It's just, how many other things can we come? You know.
It's becoming a bit a daunting task for us to even still maintain a sense of reality. It's almost like if this is supposed to be like virtual reality. However, it's not.
I mean,
or a bad dream.
It's not, and it is, because in a way, we live in a real reality, but,
yeah,
you know, they could have created the Muppets with this person.
No. Muppets have a lot more going for them than this bozo.
You mean penguins? Sorry, penguins have a lot more reality going for them than he does.
That's, yeah. Damn straight.
Okay. Right. So if that is the case, then then if that is the case, then how many slow news days around the world at different times of the day are they having? Somewhere, somehow, somebody's waking up to, and today in Ecuador, a huge pile of guacamole is being built around a wall, along with, and now other people are actually bringing stuffing, and, that should patch up the border wall just fine, right?
Wrong!
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
No.
No? No.
No.
Okay. Why no? Why? I mean,
why no? Because
yes,
of the
why
fact
no?
that number one, why no? Because then certain people will consider that fake news, but when or they go call it out as bullshit, or for whatever reason they call bullshit on the topics just because they want their name to be put out there. They want to be looked at as the complete asshole.
I mean, listen, if the entire brigade started out, right, by Roger Stone, right?
Yes.
Stone
who's
started
being,
this out.
Being investigated, too.
He is being investigated.
I believe, yeah. There's many people being investigated.
Yeah,
so,
but how quickly? I mean, in terms of how quickly, in terms of stuff, did we get here? Slowly, one by one, and everybody on both sides of the table said, "I can't deal with you, mate. I really can't deal with you." But yet, in any case, most people, right, went, "I can't deal with you. I really can't deal with you. Can you please?
Could you just please go? Could you just leave?" I'm waiting for the day when everyone says, he could go fly a kite, go off to some unknown place where and we don't hear from him again.
And this just in, his administration detained a DACA recipient with a disability, a 20-year-old who alleges that a guard detained him in ICE detention, mocking his prosthetic leg.
And that is fucking, and that is cruel.
Well, he was detained a month despite President Trump's not to go after people, young adults with DACA protections, an advocate for young men on Monday. Mr. Lopez said in that his advocate says he was picked up in spite of a clean criminal record, but when he was riding a car with undocumented family members, customs and arrested confirmed the DACA recipient and of course in a human smuggling investigation. The fact is that they're trying to ramp, it's almost like they are trying to ramp up this entire thing using the brains of a 2-year-old.
No. You say infant. Because I'm not thinking.
I mean, and we will have this article up on a website for more information. But the reality of this is that he's going after people even though he's saying he's not. What is that called? Lying.
Yes. And I believe Driz, are you there?
I'm here.
Driz, what do you think
Driz?
Of all of this?
Okay, great.
What do you
think? Yeah, sorry guys, I was stuck in traffic.
It's okay, mate. I'm glad you're here.
It's okay.
But what do you think of all of this? I mean, geez.
Yeah, it depends on what you guys were talking about.
Let's just talk about repeat. For everybody tuning in, we started out with the fact that Trump's White House isn't going so well. And then we went straight down. What we were just talking about was the fact that DACA detainee basically mocked a person with a prosthetic leg.
It's getting crazier and crazier by the day. This guy has absolutely no chill. And
he has no off
switch. He has no off switch. The guy doesn't know when to stop.
And that's a problem.
But yet, Everybody, including us, this is kind of what this is. He should have just stopped at one sentence. The sentence being, I will support whatever. Period. And then said, oh, okay. So now it appears that now you're detaining DACA recipients with prosthetic legs.
Among other
things.
To make
that kind of statement, to make fun of someone wearing prosthetic legs, that just, it brings you down to a whole new level of low.
I mean, it...
And some members of the cabinet are doing nothing to even rectify situations. I'm waiting for the day where they could just take away his social media access.
Not even just take it away, but just stop it from using
Twitter.
Ban it from Twitter.
I mean, Yeah. We were very close. Listen, we were very close. Somebody almost did it.
Yeah, and I congratulate the person that...
Yes.
I don't know if that person actually meant to do it, meant to shut off his Twitter, or whether that was an accident or a technical glitch of some kind, but that person definitely deserves an award.
A medal.
For being a hero.
A medal.
A medal.
You know,
yes.
A medal.
Yeah.
He's a hero. He or she is a hero.
We're not being facetious, folks. Ordinarily, we will be facetious and funny and just all over the place. But today is a slow news day. The fact is that, like, on top of this whole entire thing, people are now destroying Keurig coffee makers out in their drives. So, we were joking in the press room, what is it going to become? Fox and Friends? Or coffee maker or Swiss Miss? You know...
And with Swiss Miss, you can't use the coffee pot, so...
No,
so, microwave? Hot water or microwave?
Right. Hot water or microwave?
At that point.
Right. You don't get your steamed latte for nothing, you know? Or just go down to your nearest Dunkin' Donuts, right? They'll make it for you and charge you at the same time.
Or Starbucks.
Or Starbucks. They'll be happy to make it for you. But it makes it makes me sick. You know, it makes me sick because on one hand, you are going and saying, "Oh yes, it's totally fine." But in another, it's a thing where the constant notion of him being totally and utterly biased and saying everybody's fake news except the Republican Murdoch outlet is just horrible.
Yeah, the Republicans use the term fake news as a mechanism, sort of a defense mechanism for them to not accept reality.
Right.
If they don't like
and
hearing something, if they don't like what they hear, then they use the term fake news.
Like,
oh, it's fake news. Da da da, fake news this, fake news that.
Right.
Just to make themselves feel good inside their little
and,
bubble
and
or
they
whatever
want to
they
hide.
Live in.
They want to actively hide under this bubble. It's like, is it safe for us to come out yet? Is it safe for us to come out yet? Is it safe for us to come out yet? Okay, you can come out. Oh, shit, it keeps happening. You know, it keeps happening. One of those things.
Yeah. And they're doing it all to themselves. Pretty much.
They're doing it.
There's no one else doing it but themselves.
Right. I mean, if you go over to the Hill, it's the same thing. Like, every single media outlet it's the same thing. And,
same old story all over again.
It's the same
old
song.
Ball game.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is that they're mobilizing against Moore. They want him to step down. Session weighs in and says there should be a second council because he wasn't happy with the first council. Then, and then Biden refuses to close the door on another presidential run. There's some hope. You know, on a day like this, what can't you get away with? You know?
Yeah.
You can do something behind closed doors and then get away with it.
Right.
That's how acceptable our country has become. It's become perfectly acceptable for you to be a leader or to call yourself a leader and then not act like one behind closed doors.
Right. But
then live with that kind of conscience.
And also
right.
Siding with the Russians, which he's being investigated for.
Well, this whole Russian thing, yes, it screwed up our democracy, yes, but he keeps paying attention to it like a bad deja vu movie. It's like, when is it going to stop? When is it going to stop? When is it going to stop?
Like, make it stop.
Make it stop. It's almost like a claims investor going, deny, 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 once a lawyer actually gets a hold of them. Oh, shit! You know. Oh, shit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense. But, in other news, before we end, in some lightly good news, we have a new
children's
book.
Yes, finally good news.
Focuses on differences and the progress is even making good with new children's books or children's book. Tinko, take it away.
Yes. Yeah. Hold on. There's a new author called, his name is Shane Burka, and he's now answering children's questions about disabilities and how they're not so different, which is great. And this is sparked from him having his own, for having a spinal muscular atrophy, and the author has been in a wheelchair since the age of two, and he's going to be planning on speaking in at events and to students about the book and he wants to use it as a way to educate children, especially when with understanding him and others with his condition and just understanding differences in general,
which is fantastic.
Right, what do you?
It's fantastic. I mean, in the 5 minutes we have, I'm going to say it's a fantastic notion that there should be more, I mean, advocates like this. Around the world. And there are. You know.
And it's great that he wants to use this book to educate kids, and also this will even educate parents too as well.
Right. Exactly.
And the book is called Not So Different, What You Really Want to Ask About Having a Disability.
Right.
And you could learn more at www.laughingatmynightmare.com.
Right.
What a website.
So
what a website.
If you're interested in... Yeah.
Laughing
That's
at
the
my
website,
nightmare.
Which is awesome in itself.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Exactly. awesome. Go to your nearest Amazon or even local bookstore, order it, and then contact this guy, because we all have disabilities.
Yeah.
Put him in a book, and then do that. But we will see you on Wednesday for another half an hour episode of the Sticker Challenge.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
everyone.
Night.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.